Books on Tape presents Can't Wait to Get to Heaven by Fanny Flagg, read by Cassandra Campbell. There are two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. Albert Einstein. Elmwood Springs, Missouri. Monday, April 1st. 9:28 a.m. 74 degrees and sunny. After Elner Shimfistle accidentally poked that wasp's nest up in her fig tree, the last thing she remembered was thinking, uh-oh. Then, the next thing she knew, she was lying flat on her back in some hospital emergency room, wondering how in the world she had gotten there. There was no emergency room at the walk-in clinic at home, so she figured she had to be at least as far away as Kansas City. Good Lord, she thought. Of all the crazy things to have happen this morning. She had just wanted to pick a few figs and make a jar of fig preserves for that nice woman who had brought her a basket of tomatoes. And now, here she was with some boy wearing a green shower cap and a green smock, looking down at her all excited, talking a mile a minute to five other people running around the room, also in green shower caps, green smocks, and little green paper booties on their feet. Elner suddenly wondered why they weren't wearing white anymore. When had they changed that rule? The last time she had been to a hospital was 34 years ago, when her niece, Norma, had given birth to Linda. They had all worn white then. Her next-door neighbor, Ruby Robinson, a bona fide professional registered nurse, still wore white, with white shoes and stockings and her snappy little cap with the wingtips. Elner thought white looked more professional and doctor-like than the wrinkly baggy.